Anyone who would like to come forward and give me a little hand with the sermon? So, I wonder, has any of you got a favorite fruit? Yeah, what is it? Strawberries. Yummy, what's yours? Bananas, very good. What about a favorite vegetable?
Broccoli.
Broccoli, good answer.
Salads,
so like lettuce and stuff. Yeah. My favorite, it's hard to pick a favorite fruit because they're all so nice, but my favorite vegetable is definitely spinach. I like spinach. What about you? Have you got a favorite? You really like Brussels sprouts? So is Christmas like your favorite dinner of the year? So it's lovely being able to have fresh fruit and vegetables to eat, and they're so good for us. And one of the things I like about spinach, as well as it's really yummy, is that I can grow it myself in my garden. Spinach is really easy to grow. Do you guys grow fruit and veg in your garden?
Yeah?
Anybody else in the garden? I know some of you do, or have allotments, yeah? But sometimes things are a bit harder to grow. We can't grow all the foods that we like and that we need ourselves, and so we need farmers to grow things for us, and then we get things from the supermarket, and they come in packages like that, in tins and bags and boxes, and sometimes then it can be easy to forget a little bit that the food that we come from comes from the earth, and that we're dependent on the planet for it, and also that we're dependent on God who created the earth. And so that's why we have a harvest festival in church, to remind us of that. But today's not just our harvest festival, today's also Animal Welfare Sunday. Can anybody see what's on my stall here?
Island, jungle,
yes. Sky. So we've got ocean, island, jungle, and sky. And what's there? All kinds of creatures, yeah. All different animals to remind us again that God didn't just create us, He created every living thing. And He cares about and loves every living thing. And when we think about harvest and being thankful for the farmers who produce it and the people who package it and deliver it and sell it so that we can get our food easily, we have to remember that everything we eat and all the choices we make don't just affect us and other people, but all the animals who live in these different parts of the world. So we have to think carefully about what we eat. And I'm really hoping that over my shoulder, Edmund has come to the lectern. And he's going to reread a portion of our first reading.
Yes, so this is just a reminder of verse 8. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
Thank you, Edmund. So Paul is telling Christians there that we need to focus our minds on things that are good, things that when we think about them will make us better people. And when he talks about what is right and just and honorable, so thinking about doing things that are good and right and fair for other people. And when we think about that at harvest, we think about sharing the food of the world so that everybody has enough to eat. Does anybody know where this food in front of the altar is going to go after today's service?
To the shop?
No, not going back to the shop.
To church?
Well, we've brought it into church and we're going to bless it. Anybody in the congregation know where it's going after? Oh, over there. Yeah, it's going to charity. It's going to the food bank. So we're going to use this food to help feed other people who would struggle to buy stuff in the grocery store because they don't have enough money. So that's something that's good and right and just and honorable. So to think about caring for others and sharing things fairly. And when we think about all the animals that share the world with us, when we think about harvest, we probably think most about farm animals. But like I said, our choices affect all of the ecosystems on the planet and all of the animals that share the planet with us, and different people, especially people living in poorer countries. So we need to think about doing right for them as well, and making choices that are good for us, eating healthy things like broccoli and Brussels sprouts and bananas and spinach, but also taking care to think about where that food is coming from, who it's affecting, and making sure that we make good and right choices that are honorable and just, things that are excellent. And to remember that ultimately, everything we have comes from God. In our gospel story, Jesus got a little bit angry with the crowds, not because they were following him, but because they were following him for the wrong reason. Jesus wanted to nourish their souls, and they just wanted to have more bread. And he said, no, you're asking the wrong questions. God does feed us physically by providing for us through the things that the earth gives us. But God also in Jesus gives us food, not just for this life, but for eternal life, spiritual food. And just as we need to share what we have with those who don't have enough, we're also supposed to share that spiritual food with others by talking about Jesus and explaining why Jesus matters to us. So we give thanks to the harvest for the physical food that God provides for us, and remind ourselves that we need to care for each other and the world and the animals that share it with us. And we also give thanks to God because in Jesus, he feeds our souls as well as our bodies, so that we can be with him. Amen.
Thank you very much, guys.